Gary Schnitke is here. He is a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois. If you'd like to see what he has to say, most of the time you can visit the FarmDoc website. It's at www.farmdoc, which actually stands for Farm Decision Outreach Center, farmdoc.uiuc.edu. The UIUC stands for University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Gary, thanks for coming over. The floor is yours.
But this year, like in previous years, most of you in the audience are going to make your choice between two types of products. You're either going to do a farm-level product, such as CRC or our harvest price, or you're going to do GRIP and GRIP harvest revenue option. That's where, if we look at what people have done over the past several years, those three products, CRC, RA, and GRIP, have accounted for over 80% of the policies that are sold, and I would expect those to be the ones that are sold this coming year. A number of farmers that I've talked to have talked about just doing APH because it is going to have much lower premiums than either CRC, RA, or GRIP. And one of the things that you'll know if you don't know already is these premiums are going to go up quite a lot this year. In fact, in soybeans, are going to more than double. So if you're interested in saving on premium, maybe the emphasis is to go back to APH. The main caution I would give there is obviously if you're going to, on an APH product, you're not providing yourself any sort of price protection. And if you look at trying to provide the price protection that's offered by our RA or CRC or GRIP via a put or buying puts, it puts you right back into the revenue products. So if you've done – the only time that I see APH as a viable alternative right now is if you've already done a lot of pre-harvest marketing and have 75 to 80% of your crop already marketed, then perhaps the APH product makes some sense. If you're not in that position, you'll find that RA, CRC, and GRIP, you can provide price protection and the yield protection more cheaply than you could if you combined an APH or a GRIP product with the corresponding put options or other marketing alternatives. If you're looking at CRC or RA harvest price, and again, those were both farm-level products that make payments based on farm-level yields. In previous years, we would have said make your choice between CRC and RA harvest price based on the premium cost. This year, we won't say that. And one of the big differences between CRC and RA harvest price, or RA, both of them, is that CRC has price limits and RA does not. And CRC has a price limit of $1.50 for corn and $3 for soybeans. And just let me give you an example here. Right now, the base price for corn, or we do know what the base price for corn is, and it's $5.40. $1.50 limit would put the lower limit for the harvest price at $3.90. So in the fall, if we come in and have settlement prices that average below that $3.90, they're going to use $3.90 as the harvest price for CRC. RA harvest price will go below that $3.90 lower price limit. It works above in the opposite directions on prices above it as well. There's a price limit on upward movement of $1.50 on corn for CRC. So if we got $5.40 plus $1.50, if prices get above $6.90, our CRC is going to cap the harvest price at $6.90. And again, RA doesn't do that. In years previous to this, we weren't at all that much concerned about those price limits, and they've been around prior to this year. But, for example, $1.50 price limit from 1972 through 2006, that price limit has never been exceeded, either up or down. But this year, we're looking as everybody I've heard to say is much more volatile markets. And one person, I can't remember who, mentioned $1 movements as being normal, maybe not normal, but $1.50 movements as not being out of the norm. Well, 150 lumens is the limit on CRC. Now, if you're going to take a CRC or a harvest price option, basically the only big area where this is a huge concern is in central and eastern Illinois. Because if you look in those are the areas where CRC premiums are quite a bit lower than RA harvest price. In a lot of other areas, and I don't know what it actually looks like in Indiana, but if you get into western Illinois, the two are really close together as far as premium cost. But if you're in eastern Illinois, central Illinois, northern Illinois, you got to really look at those premium costs, and they can be $20 different for a CRC 85% level versus a RA harvest price 85% level. If you're still going to take CRC, one of the things that you can do or think about doing is providing some price protection for that lower end and buying some out of the money put options if you're going to stick with CRC. Again, those price limits, you can see here, if you look at that front page, scenario two just shows one example where those CRC price limits will come into play between CRC and RA harvest price. And again, it is $390, which is $150 below the base price. Yeah, I don't know what your perspective on that is, but $390 would have been a very high price a couple years ago, and now it's the lower limit. CRC RA harvest price, the other major product that people are looking at are GRIP. You turn the page over on my handout, you'll get a look at GRIP. Here's the deal with GRIP this year. And last year, we had a lot of people concerned about premium cost. Premium cost on GRIP are going up again because of all premium costs are going up. The other thing that happened to GRIP premium cost was they lowered the subsidy levels on it, which added about $5 or $6 to the cost of GRIP premium. GRIP premium, 90% coverage level, 100% protection level. In many counties in Illinois, that for corn will be in a $60 to $70 per acre range. And that is after they've taken out the subsidies, so it's $60 to $70. If you want to lower the premium cost on GRIP, what I would suggest you do, and most people suggest you do, is lower the protection level. And you can lower the protection level from 100% down to 60%, or lower it by 40%. And you can go anywhere in between that range in 1% increments. But if you lower it down to 40%, or lower it to 60%, or lower it by 40%, you can reduce the premiums by 40%. And you reduce the amount you get paid when you get paid by 40%. And again, we would suggest doing that versus lowering the coverage level, because once you begin lowering the coverage level, you impact the number of times you get paid, versus if you go with the protection level, you just scale down the amount you get paid when you get paid. We continue like we've done last year's look at expected payments from GRP and these other products. And even after the higher premium cost, due to lower subsidies, due to higher base prices, due to more volatility, GRIP, we show, is expected to pay out more than it pays in. And if you turn to the last page, you'll get a feel for this in Champaign County. And these numbers, by the way, are on our FarmDoc website, and you can get them per county. But here you can see, and I'm just looking at the final column, GRIP 90%, and this column is at 100% coverage level. 40% of the years you will get paid, which means 60% of the time you won't get paid. The premium cost there for a max or 100% coverage or protection level is $68.74, and we would estimate that this product will make a payment, expected payment, of $104. And again, that $104 would be 60% of the time at zero. So 4 years out of 10, it will make a payment. You average those 4 years out of 10 plus the out of 10 years are zero, we come up with an average payment of $104. You can see there that we're coming up with a net cost of $35. And again, that's higher than we would have than we estimated in previous years. And why it's higher is because we're at a higher protection level, or we're at a higher level guarantee-wise, which comes into the payments, and we have higher volatility. And that higher volatility causes there to be a higher chance of payments for this product, or that's what we would estimate compared to earlier years. So it's a pricey product, but again, we come back and estimate that 4 out of 10 years it will make payments, and it will more cover costs. If you look at CRC and RA harvest price, we would estimate that over time you shouldn't expect to make more than you pay in. But here's and this is the dilemma that or the trade-off that you've seen in other years. CRC and RA will provide better risk protection because it's based on farm yields. GRIP is based on county yields, and you always get concerned with the county product that your farm will have a bad yielding year and the county will have a good yielding year, and you won't get a payment. But again, over time, we still keep coming back. GRIP HR, we tend to see that paying out more than paying in, and that's unlike CRC and RA and APH in Central Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, for that matter. Overall, again, coming back, the choices between CRC, RA harvest price, and GRIP, you know, really none of them are bad choices, because this year, using crop insurance like other years, you can lock in profitable levels, which we've not really been able to do in prior to last year. We still have those opportunities in 2008, and it's just a matter of choice of how much you want to pay for it and the characteristics of the product. I'll turn it back to Todd.
Did you take up the BYE?
BYE? Ah, I didn't mention anything about the BYE.
Probably better.
All right. BYE is listed at the bottom of the third page. BYE is a biotech yield endorsement. It will give you premium discounts if you plant Monsanto-based hybrids or Monsanto hybrids that contain Monsanto-based traits, the triple stack traits of Roundup Ready 2 corn, YieldGuard corn borer, and YieldGuard rootworm. If you're not a big Monsanto fan, just wait till next year or a couple years from now, and all the other companies will likely have the same sort of a BYE endorsement or something similar to that. That will mean that over time, if anything, your insurance decision is going to get more complicated rather than less, because you can see this having separate companies having their Monsanto has BYE, Syngenta will have their own, and what's to prevent a fungicide company from indicating that you spray this fungicide, we find lower yield losses, will give you a discount on crop insurance here. Monsanto was the first. Here are the requirements. You got to plant 75% of your acres to triple stack traits. And then there's three other things that you have to do. And all of these have to be done by July 15th, the acreage reporting date. If you're taking CRC, APH, or RA, that is the date that is important when you indicate that you've planted at least 75% of your acres to triple stack traits by Monsanto. You have to collect invoices, you have to sign a certification, and you'll have to have your seed dealer sign a certification that they sold you the seed. That seed dealer certification may be a little bit tricky if you have share rent landlords, because the share rent landlords will have to, their seed purchases will have to be broken out on that sheet if they want to take the yield endorsement or the BYE or get or be part of that. So that's something that probably the farmer has to provide the information for. The other thing that will happen is that there will be spot checks during the growing season. 3% of the policies with less than 500,000 liability will be checked for BYE. 5% over $500,000 of liability. $500,000 of liability are about 640 acres. So it's not a huge operation as well. Spot checks, they'll take 10 samples from each unit that's insured but using BYE. They'll randomly take three of those at the lab, and Illinois Crop Improvement will be one of the two labs that can do it. If two tests positive for the traits, you've passed the test. You get two chances to pass that test. What they're looking for in the spot checks is for the traits. So you want to make sure, or a farmer wants to make sure, that they get the adjuster or other person taking the samples gets into the area that's planted with triple stack traits. Maps will be important for indicating where the refuge is, not refuge. Again, you want to get them in the non-refuge area. If you're planting a refuge with alternative boxes on the planter, a 16-row planter, 12 rows traded, 4 rows non-traded, you might want to reconsider that policy if you're doing BYE. I personally, if you can manage the paperwork and map out where the refuge is, if I were planting Monsanto-based triple stacks and taking CRC or RA or APH, you might as well take the BYE endorsement and get the $3 or so at 75% coverage level up to about $5 at 85% coverage level. So,
okay. Any questions? In the back, yes. In the bar, or in. Why is RA so much higher in East Central and Central Illinois?
There isn't a real. I really don't know why that is, but it is the case, and we've asked RMA about that a couple times, and we don't really have a good answer to that.
Other questions? Yes. Does GRIP have limits?
GRIP does have the 150 limit and the $3 limit on soybeans, which is a very good point. So you should be, if you're taking that product, probably doing something in addition to protecting yourself, particularly on the downside. If you're taking GRIP at that 100% protection level, you might not be as much concerned about that as if you had an RA harvest price or a CRC policy, because you got a 1.5 multiplier. But if you back down from that, lower that protection level, you're reducing that 1.5 multiplier, and you probably should at least consider doing something put option-wise for the downside.
One more question, if there is one. All up, all done. Give Gary a hand. Gary, appreciate it.